It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is End the Conversation, the podcast. Yes, yes, I'm back. Ali is away, but he will be back soon. And that's real. I just had a conversation with this man yesterday. You know, we chopped it up for a quick second, you know, a little bit. And that man got some opinions, for sure. Got some opinions to get off his chest, to share with the people very soon. But I will tell you, one of the opinions that he had, and I agreed with it. Well, he agreed with me. I think that the finale of Your Friends and Neighbors was... It was not there. It was not the one. I know we really didn't cover too much of that show, particularly this season on the pod. But for those that have watched, I know somebody, I forget who, shout out, I think it was Fonz or somebody, was telling me. He actually reminded me that they came back, and he was big on it. But I just felt like they tried to do too much, and it didn't, at the end, it kind of just... It jumped the shark a little bit. It started to get a little unbelievable. I don't really want to spoil it. I mean, it is what it is. But I ain't... That ending was just a little... Come on. What's going on? You know. But it is what it is. That's what's up. Shout out to Muhammad. You know what I mean? He'll be back soon. But, yeah, man. In the meantime, it's just... It's you and I chopping it up. You know. Speaking of finales, I know I talked about last week... I was kind of behind on a bunch of shows. I did finish up, Hacks. I watched that Hacks finale. It was okay. It finished up pretty strong. It had a cool little storyline at the end that took it out of the paint my numbers, like sleepwalking. You know what I mean? Like it just kind of... Few episodes of this last season just felt like they were, you know, they were doing just what they do, you know, nothing more, nothing less. They kind of got it settled into a groove. And I think that the ending was cool. Just the, you know, the idea of it. I mean, shit, we could talk about it. The idea, spoiler alert. If you haven't really watched it or you want to watch the Hacks finale. Shit, fast forward about 7 minutes, maybe 4 or 5, something like that. It ain't going to be too long, but here we go. Just the thought of, and I want to know where y'all stand on this. Where do y'all stand on euthanasia clinics? You know, that came into play in this Hacks finale. And this is like at least the second time that I've seen this plot point where, somebody gets sick, and rather than succumbing to the disease in the natural course of life or even trying to fight the disease, if it's cancer, you know, doing chemo or whatever, going through the stages of illness in the attempts to live, but oftentimes or many times people, you know, get weaker and they pass away. There's the belief of, well, look, I'm going to go through all of that. I'd rather pass with some dignity. I'd rather take my life into my own hands. I'd rather go to one of these clinics. There's a famous clinic. I want to say it's in Switzerland. I forget the name of it, but it's like supposedly the number one as far as assisted suicide. Because that's what it is, I guess, plain spoken. It's still suicide. But it's assisted suicide and, you know, and they, you know, they kind of take you out of there, fade your record out, you know, for a fee. And allegedly, it's supposedly, you know, I guess as well done as it can be. You know what I mean? Like I guess it's a nice room. I guess, you know, they eat the good food or whatever, you know. But you know what? You came here to go. You came here to die, to be put down, to be euthanized. Unfortunately, and I've seen it a couple times, and it's a morbid conversation, but it's also a conversation about rights and a conversation about being selfish, maybe a conversation about playing God, maybe, if you want to go that far with it, you know, because there are many people that believe if you take your own life, you do not go to, you don't go to heaven, or there's no afterlife. That's if you believe that. But you know, that on the selfish side of things, if you got people that love you and they want you to live and they're dedicated or available to, you know, to help you and to be there for you, you're leaving them. You know, you're leaving them to deal with your loss. Or you're just accelerating it because if whatever you have is terminal, you're going to be going anyway. You know, I guess you're just expediting the grief, you know. It's an interesting conversation, though, because it's, I guess, you know, on the other side, there's people that are just like, listen, I don't want, there's a lot of people that feel like they don't want to be a burden. There's a lot of people that feel like, you know what, I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to suffer, you know. I don't want to go through a bunch of pain. I don't want to, you know, like, and then, you know, we talking about the Deborah Vance of it all. It's like, yo, I don't want to lose my hair. I don't want to be looked at as weak or whatever. I just don't want people seeing me in that state, you know. And is it their decision? You know, it's just an interesting conversation. An interesting conversation. I seen it on Hacks. I seen it in that book. I want to say it was The Wilderness, where it was about the sisters. I think I talked about it. About the sisters and the uncle of the sisters. The sisters were kind of estranged for a bit. And the uncle who had raised both of them, he got sick and he wanted to take his own life. And that brought some strife between the sisters. I'm not going to tell you no more than that. But, yeah, let me know in the comments how y'all feel about that. Because it seems as though now there's a lot more, like, it seems like, I remember when Dr. Kevorkian became a thing years and years and years ago. And it was like, wow, it felt novel. But it just seems like this is something going on. Like it's probably happening way more than we know. You know, it doesn't seem as uncharted or out the, you know, just out of the ordinary anymore. So I'm just curious. What's your thoughts on it? Let me know in the comments. Let me know. That's a hell of a way to crack open a pod. But I guess I was talking about the Hacks finale and it just led me to that. Speaking of crack, have any of y'all had them Kool-Aid pineapples? Anybody had them Kool-Aid pineapples, man? That shit looked like crack. Like that looked like the way I'm seeing people respond and the way now I'm seeing all the little videos of how to make it. It ain't that crazy, but it just seems like at this point for me, it just seems like reckless fun. It just seems like, that shit have fucked my whole glucose level up. But it's something about it. I just want to try a piece. But I don't want to cook the shit up in my house. I don't want to have a whole bunch. If I was going to like I don't know what kind of function it would be. It would have to be a nice little kickback with minimal judgment. Cause I do feel like there's a lot of judgment that swirls around. It reminds me of the crack grapes from a couple years ago, or the classic Cool Lickle, which is Kool-Aid in a pickle. You know, I mean, I already know what it's about. I'm pretty sure I know what it's hitting for. Pineapple is already sweet, you know, and mad porous. So that shit's gonna just really infuse well with some Kool-Aid and sugar. Like it's a problem. Like it's a problem. This shit look ridiculous. But at the same time, I'm just like, man, I'll do that. You know, they he's like, I don't like, that looks terrible. I'll take two. Yeah, I'll share. I'll have just one, just to try it. Because actually, I don't know, I haven't read I saw it. I don't know how real the story is. But allegedly, some cat, he's not in jail. He's in a hospital. He went into a diabetic coma. I don't know if it was true because I saw it was like a photo of him And then they, you know, the people started memeing the photo. So I don't know if it was like, if it was really true or whatever, but you know. Yeah, that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy, but it looked tasty. It looks tasty. I'm never going front. I can't even lie to you, but yeah. Where y'all at with that? I'm seeing people spiking them now too, throwing a little bit of alcohol in it. Why not? Throw some liquor in there. We wilding. Let's go all out. You know, but that Kool-Aid, man, Kool-Aid still has a quiet chokehold on the black community and further. But we just talking about, you know, the black community. Like, that Kool-Aid, even if it's not in the forefront like what it used to be, it's still lurking. It's still an element. It's like the sugar version of Lawry's. You know, let's spice shit up. Let's put a little pack to this. Throw a pack to this. See what we could do. You know. Let me know what y'all thinking about that. Man. Fucking Knicks lost last night. The Knicks lost. Close game. I've watched every game that they've of the finals. I've probably been watching since the Philly series, following the Knicks, watching the games. I don't know if I saw every game of the Cleveland series, but I think I saw all of the Philly joints. I've seen all of these Spurs games. And, man, Knicks lost. Not by a lot. You know, I thought they was going to win it, actually, because Spurs came out the gate kind of busting their ass a little bit to be in the Garden. They came out the gate. And I think they were up by like 12 or 14 at one point. And, you know, the Knicks, they love to come back. So they came back right before the half and was up by 7 by the half. He was like, uh-oh, this Knicks basketball, that's what we do. We home, we in the Garden, it's going to be a problem. And nah. Them Spurs, they pulled it out, man. They did their thing. I mean, it was a lot of calls that were kind of, you know, ignored. A lot of rough housing, a lot of wild shit going on. You know, fucking Wemby just tossed Brunson to the side. Like, man, if you don't get your little ass out of here, get the fuck. Yeah, I mean, like, it's something, man. I'm not going to lie to you. And I don't think this is a hot take at all. It's just, unfortunately, the context and the timing of this take is probably not the best time because we're playing against the Spurs. And, I mean, real talk, Wemby nice. We all knew that. Wemby, I like the kid, Wemby. I've said this plenty of times on the microphone. I like that he's fucking, he's got the spirit of that older generation where it's we not friends out here, you know, not for the kumbaya at all. You know, you got a disdain for the opponent. You know, the motherfucker is 7'11" and can shoot threes and shit. Like, it's crazy, like a glow worm. But he's nice and he's only getting better. In the jersey, look fire. With all of that Wembayana on the back of the jersey, shit look fire. Same thing with the Shea Gilgis, whatever. The fucking jerseys with the crazy long last names. Those are kind of fire, just as a jersey fan, you know. But obviously in the moment, you know, you can't give them too much props. I swear, if superstars were really keen to come into the Knicks, you know, Wemby would make a hell of a Knick. He would make a hell of a Nick, man. But yeah, I didn't like seeing him put his hands on Brunson like that. But I understand the motivation. I understand the fucking intensity. And I appreciate that Brunson, you know, is like, I bet, you know? You know what I mean? We getting physical, I bet. That's what's up. Okay, why? And I want to see it go both ways. I want to see somebody clip motherfucking Wemby. I want to see that shit happen. Whap! Just one time, just to kind of maybe humble that spirit. We might need that, man. Oh, shit, because we don't want this cat to get no momentum. Not at all. But, yeah, man, We lost last night. Fucking Trump was in the building. I had a feeling that it was going to go left with homie in the building. I had a feeling. And then upended the whole vibe. It's got to be something to be a living universal vibe killer. Just to know deep in your heart, like when you come around, like you just cast a heavy dark shadow on all of the fun and the, you know, frivolity and the frolic nature. Like people were having a blast. And then you turned it into the whole, you got a gate off the garden, TSA ass security to get in the garden. Nobody could be outside watching the game no more. Then they got to be relocated to Bryant Park and yonder. You know, it was funny, too, because the NBA tried to be slick or smooth about showing Trump's face in the middle of Avery Wilson singing the national anthem. So, like, they tried to slide that shit in there. So, like, you can't really clearly hear the boos like you should have been able to hear the boos. Like, if you're going to have him in the building, let him get booed undisturbed. Let Avery shine, because Avery's a hell of a singer. I didn't know he was the Scarecrow in The Wiz, but I've seen him rock out on the Tiny Desk with Babyface and, you know, other people or whatever. I know he can sing his ass off, and he sang the shit out of the national anthem. So, it was unfortunate that we had to throw some boos over his national anthem. Don't take that personal. You know who those were directed at. But what's interesting is Trump just sat in it because he know he's a villain. He know he's a vibe killer. He know the people don't like him. And I think that's what gets him up every day. I think he wake up on sheer spite. I think that spite be coursing through his veins. That shit wake him up every day. And he like, yeah, who else hate me? Who else hate me? We go out here. He's a menace, man. He done fucked up. Looked like he done kind of did a little bit to the morale of the New York Giants. Old Jackson Dart announcing them at a rally. At the locker room, a little divided, allegedly. I saw the video of Jackson Dart apologizing. I also saw the video of Jackson Dart bringing Trump to the podium. Jackson Dart don't seem like a smart man, so I don't want to let him off the hook, but he just, you know, he just seemed like all he do is he play football well, you know what I mean? But like, I'm not even consumed with no real feeling about that misstep, you know? That's what he felt like he could do, you know what I'm saying? He felt like, hey, listen, he ain't really gonna be affected by too much of the terror. So it is what it is. But when I heard him bringing him up, just the way he is, his maneuvering around these words, you can tell this cat ain't the smartest. So, you know, I don't really get that upset when you're not the smartest. You know what I'm saying? When you kind of like, this guy's kind of, it's the nut. This guy's a little slow. When you're a little slow, it's like, I got a little bit of, I ain't gonna go as crazy, you know. Unfortunately, you know, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. Knicks fans is a little ridiculous too. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, they've been performing it for a long, long time, but like I've seen a couple videos of them like hawking down cats with Spurs jerseys on and like beating them up or trying to take their jersey. I seen about three. I seen three, and it was three different types. It was one, the first one I saw, it was like a white guy. He had a Duncan jersey on. They all got Duncan jerseys. Duncan is probably the best Spur. What was it, Tim Robinson? Oh, David Robinson. Tim Robinson, damn. David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and then I guess Wemby. You know, they always good for like a center or for, you know, Spurs. I always said the Spurs is, you know, real stepfathers, you know what I'm saying? You know, anyway, so they all had Duncan jerseys on, I think. Nobody got no Wemby jersey yet, but anyway, so this one was like a white guy, And he walking through, and they about to swarm him. It's some real Lord of the Flies, but just a little too older. A little too much, like a little older and shit. Like some real, these motherfuckers is wilding. They menacing out there. So they swarming him a little bit. I think one kid gripped at the jersey. My man fought him off a little bit. He threw hands. He was catching a couple people too. To the point where the mob kind of stepped back for a second. Then they swarmed the shit out of him. And they wound up stomping him out or something like that. It was kind of crazy. That was a bad one. Then I saw another cat who looked like he had a Tim Duncan jersey on too. Had another 21, had a Tim Duncan jersey on too. Looking like Castle. That's the other thing. Low key, the Spurs are good. Spurs are good. I can't even lie. If I wasn't a Knicks fan, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be, you know, shit. This is they got a good team. This ain't like their usual Spurs team. These motherfuckers is going crazy. Shout out to, what's my man's name? The French cat. Tony, what's my man's name? You know, the French cat. That's the other cat that get props from the Spurs. I can't think of his name in a second. I'll Google him. You know, I'm a casual fan. But anyway, some cat, young kid, dreads. He was fighting a little bit, but then again, they swarmed him. And it's too many. It's too many. It's just, so they just, they just ripped his fucking jersey off while he's standing on it, just ripping the shit out of it. Take the jersey off. He finally take the jersey off. And they like, give us the jersey. He trying to hold on to the jersey. It's like, it's this bargaining with your dignity. You know, in the midst of it all. Like, you know, when they came for him and tried to snatch his jersey, he was swinging, you know, and he's defending themselves, but then they swarm you, and it's a lot of them. So now it's like, I don't get stomped the fuck out over this Tim Duncan jersey. Oh, this shit is, I'm sick, but listen, I'm trying to get home. And the fucked up thing is home might just be the Queens, because these might be local cats. These, I don't think they flew in from San Antonio. They just cats that like Tim Duncan, or they like how the jersey look, or they just want to be contrarian, or they told cats on their block, you know what, fuck that, I'm going to come through to the Garden, I'm going to have a Tim Duncan shit on, I don't give a fuck, niggas ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? And there's motherfuckers that probably felt that way. Either way, now you're in the midst of the hive. And they snatch it. I mean, your jersey is being torn apart. And the jersey is not, that's not a thin fabric, you know, unless it's a swing man. And even still, that shit is not easily, this ain't no Hulk Hogan t-shirt. They tanning shit, ripping it off. Hey, take it off. You know, again, bargaining with you. Fuck it, I'll take it off myself. I ain't going to give it to you, though. It's torn up. It's torn apart. The shit is shredded. It's garbage at this point. But I'm not going to just give it to you. They like, give us the jersey. See, now you got it. Now surrender the jersey. They surrender the jersey. Then they stomp on the jersey. They try to light the shit on fire. Can't get it to light. Then they take the jersey, throw it at the kid. It's terrible. The worst I saw was, it was like an old head. This cat had to be, shit, late 50s, 60, by himself. But he's grown, though. These kids is like anywhere from like 13 all the way up to maybe 23. So some of them is adults, but like, and a couple girls in the swarm too, which is crazy. And it's just a grown ass man, just with a you know, minding his business, but he got a Tim Duncan jersey on. He's in enemy territory. Boy, they try to swarm this motherfucker. They respectfully swarmed him. Like, they didn't, you know, you could feel the push and pull of, you know, I guess people's grandmothers in their ear. Like, nah, come on now. You know damn well. What's wrong with you? Come on, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a grown man. Do not do that. Like, it was a push and pull. Some of them was ready. Some of them was ready to just get it in. All they needed was just one other person to lead the charge. But they backed him down. I don't know if he had a bike. I seen somebody grab the bike. They was like, yo, we got the bike. I don't know if it was his bike. But, and then it cut off. So I don't know exactly what happened. I think they backed his ass down at least a block, though. And he might have had to swing on one or two cats. And he hit at least one person with some old man strength. to where the crowd had to reconsider. Because that's the thing about a lot of these crowds, a lot of these swarms. They swarm. It's a swarm full of suckers. You know, there's a couple live motherfuckers in that crowd, but there's a lot of them that just they building off the momentum of the group. They on a group thing, and if we all jump in, we could do it. But one by one, if he started just stealing off on a couple of them, they'd have broke down. A couple of them would have broke down. A couple of them would have went away. They'd say, "Nah, this ain't worth it." But yeah, they backed them down probably about a half a block. It's crazy. It's a crazy time, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. I still want to see the Knicks win. I think we need it. But yeah, man, it's so crazy how that disappointment can feel so not comfortable, because I don't want to be comfortable in the disappointment, but so familiar. You're like, oh, shit. Then it's the Knicks. The Knicks done lost at least the game. Hopefully we win game four. If we win game four, I think we good. If they take our heart twice in the garden, it's over. I think it's crazy. We'll see what happens. I heard Trump is threatening to come to game four. Such a vibe killer, man. Get the fuck out of here. Why you want to be places where people don't really want you? that's what he thrive off of anyway, man. I'm trying to think. Let me ask you a question. What's worse? Twerking with your baby in the Bjorn? Or taking your baby off and passing your baby to somebody so you could fully bust it open? I seen a little clip of the woman at the Yin Yang Twins concert at SeaWorld. Them SeaWorld concerts, they still thrive. And this is the first time I ever seen the stage set up. It's kind of fly. Actually, it's kind of ill how they got the stage like in the water away from the crowd. But you could see, like, you could look down on the stage, but it's like separate. There's some water between the two. It's kind of interesting. But it was a young lady, a mother, who was twerking to she was getting a shit off. And in the beginning of the clip, she had her son clipped in the little baby Bjorn, you know, just suspended in the hedonism. You know what I'm saying? With his pacifier, just looking down on the crowd that was looking up in fucking excitement and a smidge of judgment. You know what I'm saying? But he's just suspended. He just waving around. And she was doing what she could do. And I guess at some point she's just like, you know what? Let me get this burden off my chest. Let me get this foot. Let me really tap in. Let me let the people know. And that baby was gone the next time I seen it. And she was all the way active, full undulation, full, you know what I mean? Full spread, you know. I don't know where the baby went. I don't know if that's, did she lose the baby in a twerk battle and she was trying to twerk her baby back? You know what I mean? Was this double or nothing? Or did she, hopefully she came with somebody. She's like, yo, you know what I mean? Keisha, hold the baby for a second. Hopefully she just didn't pass the baby off to just a bystander. Hey, yo, you going to be right there for a minute? Hold my baby. That remind me of that old clip where the girl's fighting. And she like, hold my baby. She just throw her baby to whomever was off to the side. She shuttle past the baby. Hold my baby. And she got it in. I think she won. Hopefully you got to win if you say, yo, hold my baby. And you toss your baby to the side. You better be coming with some shit. Don't do all that to get duffed out. Now you on the floor, folded up, and I gotta politely put your baby on top of you because I gotta go. I can't even be around this energy. I'm sorry this happened to you, but here's your little man's. You know, I should be awarding you with your baby as you stand over your opponent. You know what I mean? Like a championship fucking belt. Here you go. I've been hearing a lot about the movie Obsession and the movie Backrooms. I've been hearing great things. The big story is they were both directed by people that started on YouTube. And they're making a lot of money. So I'll see it at some point. But if y'all saw them, let me know what you think. Raising Canaan comes back this weekend. Looking forward to that. Knicks in five, hopefully. Knicks in six still sound flow. Knicks in six, suck my dick. You know, that should sound cool. But let's say Knicks in five. Let's be a little bit more hopeful. Knicks in five. And also, before we go, just know, Arlington Draft House, Sunday, September 20th, 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. DamianLemon.com, ArlingtonDraftHouse.com. Get your tickets. If you know anybody in the DMV area, especially the V part, Arlington, and the D, because it's close to D.C., tell them to come out. Arlington Draft House, September 20th, 7 p.m. Sunday. Let's sell this bitch out. That is it. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend, and even an enemy, to gain the conversation. Hello, hello, hello.